You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to a superb day of racing on Saturday from Ascot, where the feature race is the JLT Long Walk Hurdle. It's Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and Rory Delaghi in the studio from 11:40am on Saturday. Not only do we have Ascot, but we're also racing over the obstacles at Haydock and Newcastle. Over the Irish Sea, we're in Fairy House. There's action on the poly track at Lingfield Park as well, so plenty to enjoy on Racing Radio from 11:40am on Saturday afternoon. But Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me to look ahead to the card at Ascot is Craig Forsyth. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Sam.
How are you today?
Yes, all good. I've been enjoying the racing on Friday, mainly from Ascot. I've seen some terrific stuff. And a good appetizer for the action there on Saturday. Some big field salmon. I have to say, you've given me some hard tasks trying to find the four winners of the last four races on Saturday.
Yeah, we're very much getting our money's worth from you this week, Craig. Double podcast duty all the way till the 9 o'clock at Dundalk on Friday night. You've earned your crust this week, that is for sure.
Yes, and I'll have to amend the invoice now, won't I, Sam? Add a little bit extra
double,
on.
Yeah. To be fair though, Craig, you were in a pretty good form earlier on in the week. We did obviously Tuesday's podcast together, and couple of decent price, well, a winner and a place.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. A couple had run well up at Musselburgh, but the two Newbury selections were disappointing, particularly Monbeg Gold, who I was expecting a much better showing from on his second start over fences at Newbury. You know, he made an early mistake and his jumping deteriorated from then on in, and he was most disappointing. Hopefully he can bounce back from that, but you couldn't really support him on the back of that performance, the way he jumped. To be honest. So that was disappointing because I thought he would run much better at Newbury on Wednesday, I think it was.
Yes, Wednesday, yes, sorry. The Nicky Henderson horse that won that race, though, Craig, Beware the Bear, has rattled up a four-timer now and is beginning to look pretty smart.
He is, yes. And, you know, we've seen a couple of horses that have won that race in previous years, Midnight Prayer for Alan King and Tricky Trickster for Paul Nichols, go on to success in the National Hunt 4 Mile Chase at Cheltenham. So it's proved a good pointer. And I believe Beware the Bear's target this season is likely to be the 4 Mile National Hunt Chase at the festival. So, he's a classy performer. He beat Single Farm Payment, of course, at Ascot last time. And he took another step forward off top weight. And he was a really, really impressive winner. So, probably the star performer of the midweek action.
Yeah, certainly was. A couple of festival clues as well then on Friday. We mentioned the racing at Ascot has been pretty good this Friday afternoon. We're recording this just as the last race is in progress at Ascot. We'll head back to the 155 first of all, the Supreme Novices Trial. That one won by Capitan for Paul Nichols and Sam Twiston Davis. Does he look at Supreme winner in waiting, that one?
I don't know if he's a Supreme winner in waiting, but he's won a really good Grade 2 event at Ascot on Friday. I mean, they held him up at Haydock on his last start. The race wasn't run to suit. The winner got first run on him, and he was doing all his best work at the finish. Once again, the hood was on. You know, they've gone from the front here and made good use of him. His jumping was outstanding. I mean, he was standing off his hurdle, seeing a stride, and jumping with plenty to spare at speed. And the way he jumped the last two suggested there was more in the locker. And I loved the way he stuck his neck out from the last all the way to the line. You know, a real trier. And it was a real good performance. And he's beat a good field. I mean, the second is a horse I like, Captain Forres of Dan Skelton's. He's a work in progress type. I think he's going to get better with experience. And ultimately, I think Chasen's going to be his game. Looking at the horse physically, how he looks, a big unit is Captain Forres. Keeping lines improving all the time. The one disappointing performance for me was Lockdog Spirit, who visually had looked very good last time, but up in grade here, came up short. Thomas Campbell, I think, ran right up to form.
Really?
You know, a horse that finds plenty for pressure. He was one of the first off the bridle again. You look at his position turning for home and look where he's finished. You know, he wasn't beaten all that far. I think he's the one you benchmark the race around. and I think it was a really, really good race. I think Capitan is an exciting horse. Is he a supreme horse?
Mm.
Unsure, but definitely a Grade 1 winner in waiting, I think. I thought it was a terrific renewal. Last year, of course, Yanworth won the race. He went on to finish second in the Neptune behind York Hill. So I think once again we've seen some smart performers, and it was the race of the day by far, and it was the most enjoyable race as well. I did really enjoy the 155.
Okay, over the larger obstacles then, next for the 230 race, this was the Novices Chase won by Politolog, another winner on the card for Paul Nichols, who had a pretty good Friday afternoon at Ascot. This one has been installed at 12-1 for the RSA in March. Jumped for fun, really, Craig, but did idle a little bit in the home straight after he was over that final flight.
He did, yeah, and it was slightly different to Haydock, where Haydock, you know, all he did was his stamina kicked in and he stayed on really well and put more distance between himself and his rivals in the latter stages of the Haydock race, where today he attacked his rivals from the front and made a move three out, which was a race-winning move. You know, he didn't look in any real danger anyway, but, you know, that was the move that sealed victory for him, really. And he just idled a little bit after the last. Rock the Casbah closed and was slightly flattered to get within a couple of lengths of the winner. The other two well beaten. I think Captain Chaos will improve definitely for the out, and Royal Vacation, you know, has ran his race really. That's as good as he is. But the winner, the speed he's shown, Sam, I wouldn't just be looking at quotes for the RSA.
Right.
I think possibly the JLT as well over the shorter trip, the 2.5 mile. It would certainly be an option for him because he isn't short of speed and his jumping is a major, major asset to the way he jumps. And I think he's 12-1 with us for that market. And that would be of more interest than his quote for the RSA.
Okay, 12-1 then for the JLT and the RSA, but preference for Craig says he would be to see Politolog line up in the JLT come March. We'll leave it there then and move on to some of Saturday's races. Four races from Ascot at the big meeting of the day. We'll talk about the long walk hurdle in just a bit, but we begin with the 150, which is a competitive handicap chase here over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. 15 runners have lined up to contest this one. Where do we start, Craig?
Well, I think we have to start with Dusky Lark here for Colin Tizard, a horse that runs off a mark of 131. Wasn't helped by several mistakes at Kempton last time, when finishing second to Mercer's Court. Last two wins have come on right-handed tracks, so the track shouldn't pose too much of a problem. He is still reasonably well treated off his current mark, but he does need to cut out the mistakes. And one of the advantages of recording the podcast at a later stage is we do have prices. And,
yes,
you know, he's priced at 8-1 for that race. There's not a huge amount of value there at 8-1. But one at a bigger price that I quite like it. And it quoted at 20-1 is altogether. He finished fifth at Ascot last time, Sam, in a race that has worked out particularly well. Quite by chance, the winner, you know, we've seen finishing well to grab fourth in the big handicap chase at Cheltenham last weekend. Noche de Reyes has run well. Festive Affair is a subsequent winner. Roman Flight, another subsequent winner. Germany Calling, who finished eighth in that race, has won since. It was a real strong heat, running a real good time. The handicapper, you know, he's dropped them £2, which is astonishing, really, for that performance. And a 20-1, I think, altogether is way overpriced. And he would get the verdict in the 150.
Altogether, then, the choice for Craig at a fairly hefty price as well for the 150. We move to the big race of the day now. The 225 is the long walk hurdle, a Grade 1 contest here over 3 miles. 11 runners lining up for this, and we may as well start with, you know what I mean, Harry Craig. Unbeaten since moving to Harry Fry, bids for a 7-timer today and reopposes a horse in Ballyoptic that he beat comfortably last time out.
Yeah, he did. That was in the long distance hurdle at Newbury. They were off level weights that day, Sam, and you know, once again, no advantage either way. As they meet on identical terms, you know what I mean. Harry just improved throughout last year. You know, he landed a little bit of a touch and a handicap, and he went on from there. You know, his first win came off a mark in the low 120s. He's now officially rated 165, which is pretty irrelevant, to be honest, because he's going to be doing most of his racing in graded events. And I mean, I don't think Ballyoptic's got any real chance of reversing the form. You know what I mean? Harry's probably capable of better. He is eight. You know, he isn't a young horse, if you like, you know, turning nine. But I think he's been found a real good opportunity. Rev de Savola, a previous winner of this race. Well, is he going to get the ground soft enough? Mm. You know, he'll be, on Mr. Mount will be doing a rain dance.
Yes, yeah. They'll need a deluge as well, won't they, really, rather than a sprinkling.
I think there's a few here with a... some more gears, certainly, than Rev de Savola. A likeable type, and he's always a hard horse to oppose, really.
Yeah.
Given how hard he tries, but I don't think conditions is really going to be in his favour. West Approach, who's been a little bit disappointing so far this year, he's a half-brother to last year's winner of this race, Thistle Crack. You know, maybe a little bit more to come from West Approach, but he does need to step up on what we've seen so far. The biggest danger could be Un Temper 2 for David Pipe, a horse that, you know, won a big handicap chase at the festival last year, but bounced back and won a good prize over hurdles at Aintree in the autumn there. Slightly disappointing in the Hennessy, but I think the handicapper probably has him over fences. You know, he's a working man's price. He could be the value, if there is any value in the race, against the short price. You know what I mean, Harry?
Okay, that's the Long Walk hurdle taken care of. Then we move to Ascot's 3 o'clock. Now, a listed handicap chase here, just shy of 3 miles, is the trip. 14 runners line up for this. One or two here, though, Craig, we probably would expect to see over further later on in the season.
Yeah, I think this is a difficult race. There's a few stepping up in trip here for the first time, the likes of Edward and a few others. We've also got a few horses reappearing off fairly long absences. Fletcher's Flyer, the Druid's Nephew, Tino Nivernay. You know, they've got the fitness to prove in a competitive race. Always think it's an advantage to have had at least one run by this stage of the season, Sam. And I think it is a difficult race to call, but Go Conquer, who, you know, took a massive step forward on his return to action at Ascot when finishing second to Present Man. He's gone up £4 for that, but he's only a 7-year-old. He's an improving sort. The owner, Paul and Claire Rooney, are having a fabulous time at the moment. They've had several winners, even this week. And I think for mark of 136, he's a progressive horse. You know, unfortunately, at the time of recording, he is favourite for the race. But I think he'll take all the beating. You know, I think he is a real progressive sort. And the North, of course, had a good winner in this race last year for Sue Smith.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll go with Go Conquer here, the improver in the race. And I think he'll take all the beating for John Joe and Dickie Johnson.
Go Conquer will be the selection in that race. And hopefully another success for the Roonies, who've been, as you say, Craig, firing in winners over both codes of late. We go to the 3:35 now, then the final race of the day at Ascot. Handicap hurdle here. This is grade 3 Wessex Youth Trust handicap hurdle. Just shy of 2 miles is the trip. 19 runners line up for it. The last race of the day, Craig, arguably one of the hardest to call as well.
Always a hard race, yeah, but always a great race, Sam, and competitive. Last year's seen a dead heat.
Yes.
And both horses line up once again. Jolly's Cracked It and Stern Reuben. Jolly's Cracked It, you know, reappears after a long absence. And the handicapper may have Stern Reuben based on his last performance. But I really like one in here, Sam. My French pronunciation might not be the best, but Console d'Etat,
right,
of Nicky Henderson's is the one I like. A 4-year-old, only had three runs last year, two in this country at Cheltenham, reappeared at Sandown on a mark of 132. Let's just say about that performance that he probably ended up closer than Connections would have liked.
Right.
You know, he was given a quiet ride out the back, stable companion, Brain Power kicked for home and looked to be winning comfortable. And the JP McManus horse closed all the way to the line under a hands and heels ride, leaving the impression there was much more to come from him. And he certainly looks to be reasonably well treated. You know, the handicapper took notice. He's put him up £3 for the performance. But I don't think that £3 rise will be enough to catch up with him. I think he was a real eye catcher. I believe he's been trained with this race in mind all season. This has been his target. Nicky Henderson's had, you know, good success in this race in the past. He's got the ideal type of profile, along with previous winners, and a 4-year-old with much more to come. Really like the chances of Console d'Etat. And one in the same colours may give him more to think about. Paul Nichols' Modus, who finds winning difficult, but did run an absolute cracker in the Greatwood Hurdle at Cheltenham last time. And if he's in the same form, I think he'll be the biggest danger. But Consul de Tai for me hopefully can win the final race on the Ascot card.
Consul de Tai then, the choice for Craig. 1-4 in the race for JP McManus. Just give us a quick reminder then, please, of your four selections for the final four races at Ascot on Saturday afternoon.
For all these four wins, Sam, we'll have a fairly good Christmas.
Yeah, we will, yeah.
150 altogether is the first one, and that time of recording is 20-1. You know what I mean, Harry, the obvious one in the long walk. Oh, it'll, the 3 o'clock, we're going for Go Conquer, the progressive horse there for John Joe O'Neill. And finally, Consul de Tai and the banker, the one I like the best of the four in the 3:35 at Ascot.
Thank you very much to Craig Forsyth and for his thoughts ahead of the racing on Saturday. Remember to tune in to Racing Radio from 11:40 a.m. with Ollie Pimlott, James Millman and Rory Delaghi in the studio for Ascot, Haydock, Lingfield, Newcastle and Fairy House. Thank you very much for that, Craig, and best of luck with the action on Saturday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.